What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try. You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome to episode 359 of Japan Top 10. This is your host Kirby
and Tassie.
We have a mixture of some new songs from 2021 and some returning artists.
We'll be introducing you to Guriiko, who made their debut back in March 2020. We also have some hits from the favorite bands like Kenshi Yonezu and Lisa on this top 10 countdown.
We continue our second Listener Appreciation Month episode for the month of February 2021. Get Patreon premium episodes for all releases in the month of February.
If you have a song request, see our website at jtop10.jp. If you're enjoying the benefits of this month's episode, please see our site at jtop10.jp/club for details on how you can join us in our Patreon program.
Let's start at number 10 with Aimeon, Supergirl.
Number 10.
たせりふで君を切りつけたりしているんだ。それでも君の世界とは離れがたい。僕は矛盾と理屈で君を締め付けている。 笑うよ。僕の曲がった思想や彼女の視線も。はあ、だけども僕も幸せとは言い難い。慣れてしまった系譜で日々を過ごしているんだ。 重圧も二人の汗で流して。
The song Supergirl starts with a distinct drum part that reappears throughout the song. Aimeon was born on March 6, 1995 in the city of Nishinomiya.
She was influenced to become a singer-songwriter in part because of her grandmother, who herself aspired to be a singer, and her father, who worked as an audio engineer. Supergirl was released exclusively through Amazon Music.
Okay, I really like this song. Like, this song, when I was listening to it, made me feel so much like a cool girl.
I'm a new listener to Aimeon, so I'm not used to this style of her singing, since the first song I've heard from her was called Hadaka no Kokoro, I think, and that song was much more like mellow. What do you think about this song, Kirby?
I like this song. It's because, you know, it sounds more like the old school 80s, early 90s pop song. And for me, I like Aimeon before on her song, Marigold.
Oh, I know that song, I think. I've heard it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's a more of a, like, almost like a country style or like a acoustic alternative style. It's so, so lovely to listen to.
Our next song at number 9 is Seishun Sick by Fujikaze.
Number 9.
青春の山に侵され儚いものばかり求めていつの日か粉になって散るだけ青春はとどめ色青春にさよならを
また明ける空魔性の蝉の朝焼けかいつか消えゆく身であれば
Singer-songwriter Kaze released his first studio album called Help Ever Hurt Never in 2020.
Fuji Kaze released EP Hiremo Neyo on December 4th and Seishun Sick on December 11th. Seishun Sick EP includes piano-arranged covers of Teenage Dream, Good as Hell, and Circles. Personally, I'm not familiar with the singer. But I do feel like this song really sounds like an ending of an anime. It's quite laid back, isn't it? I also watching this music video, it made me feel like I was watching like those like hipster like movies you see on MTV. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I like it. You know, it's funky, it's good, and it's also really good to listen while driving, you know?
I agree.
And speaking of another thing to listen to while driving, we have at number 8, Haruka from YOASOBI.
Number 8.
Need そばにはもうたくさんの愛が
is the sixth song released by Japanese music duo YOASOBI. It was released on December 18th, 2020 from the album The Book.
The lyrics to Haruka are enunciated clearly, making the song more memorable. The song was based on Tsuki Oji, a novel by Osamu Suzuki from the Tokyo FM's radio program Jump Up Melodies Top 20, in which YOASOBI made a guest appearance.
So, what do you think about this song, Kirby? Before I tell my opinions of it.
I just like to say that all songs of YOASOBI are very cute and I love her voice, meaning the vocalist.
I agree.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
I'm a sucker for those.
Yeah, if you guys have never seen the music video, go watch it. Like, the drawing is like simplistic, but very cute. Like, I don't know, like something about this art style makes it very like aesthetic to look at, and I took the liberty of reading the translations of the song, and basically the song is a breakup song, but instead of feeling sad, the perspective is feeling grateful to the love towards your ex. It's like, even though the song is like super cute, I think it has good meaning to it. New on our list at number 7 is Naki Warai no Episodo, Episode of Laughter by Motohiro Hata.
Number 7.
Orange no crayon de Egaita taiyou dake jamada Nani ka tarinai ki ga shita Namida iro shita blue
Nakiwarai no Episodo is the 27th single by Motohiro Hata, and the music video was released on December 21st, 2020 on digital platforms.
The lyrics and harmony are simple while the melody is made more complex with additional slurs. It is used as the theme song of NHK's morning drama, Ochoyan. Okay, so I'm a big fan of Motohiro Hata. My favorite song from him is Kimi Meguru Boku and Himawari Yakusoku. And, yeah, these two songs are always, always on my Japanese playlist. And I'm like, after listening to this song, I can see why this song is a asadora or morning drama. And yeah, what did you think?
Well, I think every solo artist appearing on Japan Top 10 is good. I like to hear all these different artists especially the solo male or solo female. Some bands are good too, but whenever I hear solo artists like Ken Hirai again, Hoshino, I always like to hear them perform with their new songs. So just to add some more variety.
Have you ever watched Asadora? Like the morning Japanese dramas?
No, I don't think I have.
Okay, so Asadora is basically... So they're super popular for NHK, which is a television station in Japan. But basically, every year, they'll have a new title. But during every Asadora season, each episode is around, I believe, 15 to 20 minutes per episode. So, like, in the morning, a lot of, like, families like watching Asadora. I really suggest you to watch it, too, if you're really interested in watching dramas, Kirby.
Usually, I get to watch the TV dramas via Netflix, but I think the Netflix has lots of more Korean dramas here.
Ah, yeah.
Maybe I'll try to drop by. I think the last time I watched TV drama, I think it was in... a few months ago. Maybe I watched the Stay Tuned about the Hokkaido based news TV station. But like a comedy and drama TV show.
I used to watch
TV dramas before whenever I had the opportunity to grab one. Now all those Korean novellas are more popular.
I love watching dramas too, but they take too much time out of my life.
Yeah, like an hour each. At number 6, we have another new song. It's from Mr. Children, Brand New Planet.
Number 6.
Tachi domatta la soko de nani ka ってしまうって走り続けた。でも歩道橋の上きらめく星は宇宙の大きさでそれを笑っていた。静かに転ぶろうとさ
に捧げながら絡みつく憂鬱にキスをしよう。どこかできっと待ってる、その星が僕を待ってる。この手でかい
Mr. Children, commonly referred to by their contracted nickname Mitsushiru, are a Japanese pop rock band formed in 1989. They are one of the best-selling artists in Japan and one of the most successful Japanese rock artists, having sold over 70 million records.
The video of Brand New Planet has been released from the new album Soundtracks, released by Mr. Children on December 2nd, 2020. This song is the theme song for the Kansai Fuji TV drama series Sister's Lover, which first aired on October 27th, 2020.
Honestly, I think it was an okay song. It's a good ballad song, but music video-wise, it was kind of boring. They were just in a room. There wasn't any like different scenes or anything like that. It was just some playing music. But the song is super popular because last time I checked, it was... I think the views were 10 million views. So it shows that this band is truly loved.
Yep, they've been here for quite a while.
At number 5 new on our list is Honet, Real Intention by Sumika.
Number 5.
Yeah. て影を落とす日も好きだけじゃないよな本音は君が知っていてくれたらいいさ柄にもなく熱い見えるや火花が散る喧嘩もしたね慣れ合いじゃない面倒でいいそして
Honne is part of Sumika's fifth double A-side single, coupled with Late Show, and was released January 6, 2021.
In Japan, Honne are people's true feelings and desires. Honne was set to become the official cheer song for the upcoming 99th annual nationwide high school soccer tournament. Okay, I was really surprised that this song is a theme song for a high school soccer tournament because this song is so good and yeah I didn't know that the song was popular because I usually follow Sumika in general and the song has been on my Spotify playlist for a while.
Well, I find that, you know, Japan is always amusing for me that they have theme songs for anything. They even have theme songs for, you know, theme songs for like every, like, you know, Don Quixote or Big Camera or whatever. And they even have mascots for everything. So sometimes it's more amusing for me to have, you know, they merge the entertainment industry with everything else.
That's true.
Have you been to Don Quixote in Japan, you know, like
yes, I used to go there all the time.
So when you go around there and then it goes on a loop, Don Quixote. It gets in your head like an earworm or something.
Agreed.
Bico, 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 camera.
Wow, you actually remembered it. I totally forgot about this. So everything, nostalgic.
Everything has theme songs. So that's why, you know, Japan always has a thing for entertainment. It has to be entertaining. That's why I, you know, soccer games, baseball games, you know, they should have.
Yeah. Man, why don't they do this for in America? I'm not sure if they do this in the Philippines, but back in America, you don't really have this type of stuff.
They have, I think it's common, like even here in the Philippines, like, you know, the TV ads,
mm-hmm.
like in radio ads. That I have Spotify too, and I have the free one, so I don't pay for Spotify. So every now and then I hear an ad. But sometimes the ads come from like the food delivery service or like.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes they have this wacky theme song. And it's funny, but it's nice. It's entertaining in a way, but it takes you out of the mood of the song that you're playing.
It's the same for in America too, but there's no importance for national sports, like for music-wise. So I thought this was quite interesting.
I remember we had for sports-wise, we had one for the SEA Games last time. So there were like theme songs, etc.
Oh, that's nice.
For the Southeast Asian Games, so really big events. At number four, going up one spot, we have Niji, or in English, it's Rainbow. From Masaki Suda.
Number 4.
Naite iin da yo sonna hitokoto ni 僕は救われたんだよ本当にありがとう情けないけれど正しいんだいけれど君を思うことだけで明日が輝く。ありのままの二人でいいよ。日だまり見つけて遊ぼうよ。ベランダで水をやる君の 足元に小さな虹ね。一生そばにいるから一生そばにいて一生離れないように一生懸命にきつく結んだ目がほどけないように固く繋い パパの泣き虫はまるで僕らのようでさ未来が愛しい大きな夢じゃなくていいよ自分らしくいれたらいいよ一人ぼっち迷った時は
家族や友達のこと、こんな僕のこと、いつも大事に笑うから泣けてくるんだよ。何にもなかった空にポツンと輝いていた。ありがとうに変わる言葉、ずっと探していたんだ。一生 生そばにいるから一生そばにいて一生離れないように一生懸命にきつく結んだ目がほどけないように固く繋いだ手を離さないから離さないから
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Neji is the theme song for the animated film Stand By Me, Doraemon 2, released November 11, 2020. The film was produced to mark the 50th anniversary of Doraemon.
The music video was directed by Mipo Oh, who also directed the films Soko no Mi Nite Hikari Kagayaku, or in English, The Light Shines On, in 2014, and Oka no Yomeiri, or in English, Here Comes the Bride, My Mom, in 2010. She was inspired to create the music video, having recently given birth to her second son, listening to the song whilst breastfeeding.
Okay. A couple of episodes ago, I said that I love this song so much, and me and Edward, our other co-host said we cried after watching the music video. But yeah, anyways, the music video is about these two young couples, and you see them happy and everything, and throughout the music video you see them become parents, like new parents. And what I really liked about this music video is that there was like a reoccurring scene where they're on the top of the building, where they had like all these colorful clothes hanging off from a clothesline to signify the word Niji, which means in Japanese rainbow.
Maybe it's your friend in her late 20s or early 30s. Maybe she's getting emotionally attached, maybe.
Oh, Edward. I don't know. Maybe he? I should ask him next time.
Oh, it's a he.
It's he.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's he. At number 3, new on our list is Universe by Official Hige Danism.
Number 3.
わかるはずなくても探した0点のままの心めく
After signing a record deal with the major label Pony Canyon in 2018, Official Hige Dandism released the debut single No Doubt. The following year, the band released the second single Pretender, which ranked at number 3 on the year-end chart of Billboard Japan Hot 100 in 2019.
Universe is Official Hige Dandism's latest single released January 9, 2021. It is the theme song of the movie Doraemon, Nobita's Little Star Wars 2021, which is expected to be released March 5th, 2021. Okay, I'm really surprised that there's another Doraemon movie song. But the difference between the previous song is Doraemon Stand By Me is a CG movie, while this movie is more towards like the traditional 2D animation style of Doraemon. And yeah, like I like Higedan as a band. And J Top 10 was actually the podcast that introduced me to knowing their songs. What about you, Kirby?
Yeah, this is actually in J Top 10 when I was hosting this, where I heard the songs of Official Higedanism. So I heard Pretender and other songs, and I really noticed that the band has like this, you know, star appeal, since the vocalist is, you know, quite appealing himself. And
I haven't seen their faces before. Just know there's
no, I just watched the music video. I watched the music video and I say, wow, this guy's handsome.
Is Doraemon popular in the Philippines? Because in Thailand he's so popular.
He's popular here, but I think when they showed Doraemon here, they showed it in the 90s. So it wasn't really It was actually shown in parallel with Mojako. I think it's the same author, I think. So since it was shown in parallel, I mean, well when I saw it in the 90s, it kind of felt okay. So this is a cute anime about a blue cat with random stuff getting pulled from his pocket. So it's been popular, but along with every other anime during the time, unlike in Japan, since Doraemon is a very old anime, right?
Yeah, it's a popular icon.
It was released late, only in the 90s, I think.
Yeah, in Thailand, he is so popular. Like he's like an icon in pop media. Every time there's like a new Doraemon movie in Japan, chances are 100% of the time it will always be released in Thailand. And I told this in the last episode I did with Edward, but when a few years ago when Doraemon did the first Stand By Me movie, I went to the movie theaters by myself and I was crying because it was so cute. Yeah.
Right here, I think they also show like the movies also. So they showed lately they're showing anime movies now here in the Philippines. I think I'm not sure if they shown the Doraemon. I haven't watched because we know what happened, but I think they're going to show the Stand By Me. That's the one where he got married, right?
Yeah, that's for the second movie.
Second movie.
Yeah, so the first movie is Nobita meeting Doraemon for the first time.
Okay.
Yeah.
At number two, we have another new song, which is a re-entry. It's Kanden, or Electric Shock, from Kenshi Yonezu.
Number two.
ただ不明バリマって虚しくってポマチャったワンワンワン失った積もりもないが何か足りない気分ちょっと変に灰になって不可思考だよリンさ今日だよどうかしょうもう何も考えないよ銀河系のはずれとさよなら真実も どこ閉ざした怒る頼るでも僕らとやったたいて笑い合う誰にも知られないままたった一瞬のこのチャンネルを食べ尽くそう二人でくたばるまでそしてゴールは僕らに祈りはまだ行こう
した誘うと消うけど気は未だ不明邪魔くさくてイラついて迷い込んだニャンニャンニャンこいらで落とした財布誰か見ませんでしたバカみたいについてないめっちゃ貸してくれハイウェイスター弱い棒もう一丁漫画みたいな喧嘩しようよシャレにならないくらいのやつを試して ポロンのブルーサイで消えない街を抜け出して互いに笑い合う目指すのはメロウなエンディングそれは心臓は絶対に忘れ物追いかけた途端に見失っちゃうのきっと永遠がどっかにあるんだと去っても探し回んのも悪くはないでしょう
った一瞬のこのきらめきを食べ尽くそう二人でくたばるまで、そしてこうは僕らに何をまだ行こう、誰も追いつけないくらいのスピードで、それは心臓はさすがに奪うもの、追いかけた途端に見失っちゃうの、きっと永遠がどっかにあるんだと、さても探し回んのも悪くはないでしょう、稲妻のように生きてたいだけ、お前はどうしたい、返事はいらない。
Kanden was released on YouTube on July 10, 2020 and reached 10 million views in 4 days, breaking Yonezu's own record.
The song Kanden made it onto his fifth album, Stray Sheep, which is a compilation of his 15 best songs including Lemon and Paprika. Yonezu finds a way to keep it fresh with little touches like the stray sounds that keep the song off balance.
Yeah, I was super surprised that this was a re-entry for this week, but I'm not complaining though, because this song is so good. And if you haven't heard of this new album yet, Kirby, I highly recommend it.
Yep, I'll sure give it a go. Thank you for the recommendation. Yeah, it's been a while, and it's not a common thing in Japan Top 10 where songs re-enter again. You know, it's it's been more than 6 months since it was released, and it even came out in the top 10 mm-hmm. in December, right?
Yeah, yes, you're right. Moving one spot at number one is Homura, Flame by Lisa.
Number one.
Homura is Lisa's 17th single and is from her latest album, Leo 9. It was arranged and composed by Yuki Kajiura.
This is the theme song for the blockbuster anime movie Demon Slayer, Kimetsu no Yaiba the movie, Mugen Train. Like the film, Homura has had phenomenal success, including entering the top 10 in the Apple Music Global chart, making Lisa the highest-ranking Japanese artist in chart's history. Lisa was also featured as one of the Vogue Japan's Woman of the Year 2020. Again, this song I was also surprised with the re-entry. Honestly, I don't like this song as much as Lisa's other songs, but because the anime is so popular.
Well, I like the song. It's
really
it's nice. It's a ballad. It's not like many of her other songs where she just, you know, spits out all of these words in a fast like a popish rock songs.
Ah, but I like those. I like those songs more.
Actually, I like her yeah. other songs, her other ballad songs, like the ones from Angel Beats or from her other ballads.
Or from Sword Art Online.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think this song is so boring. Like, I've heard covers of this song on YouTube, and I like those covers more than her singing it, but that's just me.
Aww. Well,
yeah, I'm so sorry.
Well, speaking of YouTube, if you go to YouTube and watch the music video, it's just a very simple Lisa singing at the beach. There's a few long shots of her singing at the beach, but it's very simple. Unlike many of her music videos where there's usually a band setup or many visual effects, this is just simple. You're just watching Lisa sing and feel it, you know? And that's it for the top 10 songs. We now move to our indie spotlight. For this episode, we have Around from the band Glico.
Gliiko is a Tokyo, Japan, Vancouver, Canada band formed by Nico De Torres, a visual artist and music producer who has worked with Haley Law, Altered Carbon, Riverdale, Playboy, Levi's, and Calvin Klein.
Nico De Torres started the band with his brothers, who are models that have shot and walked the runway for Issey Miyake, Brooks Brothers, Petra Collins, ID Magazine, and Paul Smith. Around was the band's debut song. The song's music video was shot in Tokyo.
When I first saw the name of this band, I thought this was a Pocky promotion. But it turns out from their interview that it's on purpose, because the song is inspired by the beloved snack company, Gliiko.
But I think their name is a kind of a good marketing. So you would think that you'll watch them and get free Pocky or something?
Yeah. Overall, I think the song was very chill and it was a good song. Keep up the good work. Our next song is a 1980s flashback by the singer Sayuri Kokusho. And that song is Valentine Kiss, 1986. Valentine Kiss was her solo debut single and often labeled the most popular Valentine's song in Japan. Though the song is referred to as Valentine's Day Kiss because the song repeated lyrics. Due to the huge popularity of the single, a remake was released in 2007. Okay, I'm actually really surprised I know this song. And the only reason why I know this is because I'm a huge idol geek, so I've heard many different cover versions of this song by other idol groups, such as I think AKB48 did one, and maybe Morning Musume did a cover too. But yeah, I've always hear this song during Valentine's Day on music shows.
Don't you like it whenever you hear the original song and then you find out that the song that you knew mm-hmm. was actually a cover song?
Yes, I actually do like that. It's so interesting to compare the covers to like the original. And in this case, I love the original better than the idol versions.
So what don't you like with the idol versions?
Okay. This sounds... Usually I... Okay, like I said, I'm an idol geek. So usually I like seeing like my favorite girl or oshi sing the song. But most of the time, you don't really feel like it's from the heart. but in this case, it's like... It's sung by the original artist, right? And like, you get to hear the music of that time, so I appreciate that more.
All right.
If that makes sense.
Yep, that mm-hmm. makes sense. Kind of like, let's say, I Will Always Love You by Dolly Parton, by, then covered by, with Houston, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
You're right.
So when I heard the Dolly Parton version, I was like, wow, it's a different angle. So and then I saw the, you know, the different angle of the song. So it's kind of refreshing.
Yeah, but then like, it's in that case, Whitney Houston's version is much more famous than Dolly Parton's version, right?
Yeah, maybe because I think it's from the movie Bodyguard, I think.
Yeah, you're right.
And yeah, and you know, it's like the diva style back then. Yeah, she was a great singer, of course. But listening to the other version, the original version, just to compare.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, this is a Listener Appreciation Month episode, so we have another extra song. We have an anime extra, and the song is "Kimi Janakya Dame Mitai" from 2014 by Masayoshi Oishi.
ところでさ明日も家の前通るわけだけどいや分かってんじゃんてか期待してんじゃん んそれこの際噂話だとかご近所付き合いだとかもなりふり構ってらないそう確かに君しかいない君だけにはありのままいたい笑い転げたり朽ち垂れたり泣きべそ強かったりこの夜ただ一人みたい自分でも笑っちゃうんですけど他の誰かじゃもう満たされやしない君じゃなきゃ意味がない
Masayoshi Oishi is a musician and singer-songwriter from Ehime. He began as the vocalist of Sasuke Sound Schedule, a three-piece J-pop rock and jazz band, and released his debut solo single, Honoka Terasu, in 2008. Kimi ja nakya dame mitai is an opening theme of an anime, Gekkan Shoujo Nozaki-kun, or other known as Monthly Girls Nozaki-kun.
In this anime, the main character, Umetaro Nozaki, is voiced by Yuichi Nakamura. He is also known for voicing Woman Rider in One Punch Man, Bruno Bucciarati in JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, Hawks in My Hero Academia, as well as dubbing Chris Evans in the Japanese version of Captain America. Now, another fun fact about this song, it has also been covered by Poppin Party for the 2019 album Bang Dream Girls Band Party Cover Collection Volume 2, which is a mobile game similar to Guitar Hero.
What a blast to the past! I love this anime so much. If you've never watched Gekkan Shoujo, it's about this girl who is in love with a serious high school boy who so happens to be a famous shoujo mangaka. I highly recommend this anime. But it's also a manga as well, which I can't really recommend to you because I haven't read the manga, but the anime is so good.
You know, I also know another J-drama with a mangaka. It's an old J-drama, maybe more than 10 years ago. It's titled Yasuko to Kenji. It's a story about a retired Bozuzoku guy, and then he had to raise his younger sister, so he became a mangaka. So he became a popular manga art. He became a popular manga artist of shoujo manga. So the funny thing is he's using his other subordinates as models for his shoujo manga, is awkward. So it's really funny. And then on the outside, whenever his younger sister gets into trouble, you would see him wear his coat and then he would beat up the enemies. It's a funny family drama and then adventure story. So, you know, it's, on the side, it's just funny that he's a mangaka artist in the inside. So.
Yeah, when I have time, I'll try watching it too. It sounds really funny.
Anyway, And that has been episode 359 of Japan Top 10 Countdown. So, hey, Tassie, what do we have for the next episode?
Our next episode, we have Ethel and Haru, who will educate our listeners in a week from now to talk about JAV industry in our latest cultures episode to continue our Listen Appreciation Month.
Please note that this episode will have adult subject matter and may not be suitable for younger listeners.
This has been your host, Tassie.
And this is Kirby.
And thank you again for listening to this episode. Don't forget to wear a mask.
And wash your hands. And stay healthy.
See you guys soon. Bye.
Bye.
Japan Top 10. The number one Japanese music podcast.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.